Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We begin Perek Yutes, chapter 19, Halacha Aleph in Hilcha Shabbos, page 96, 97 in the Masnaim text. This Perek is going to begin a little shift.
Ooh.
A little bit shift. So far, from the 12th chapter on, we've been talking various laws about carrying. And in this halacha, we're going to get into the rabbinic decrees that were made regarding carrying. That becomes the next level that we're at over here. You're going to see that soon in the halachas. And these halachas are quite interesting. Things are going to lighten up a little bit, guys. So it's, we're this parak we're going to do in 3-4 days. By next week, we'll finish this parak. Another 2.5 weeks, two maximum, and we'll be out of the woods. We'll be good. Okay.
Which woods are we in?
The woods of carrying. Okay, Aleph.
Kol
klei hamilchama, any military weapons. Ein yoytzim behem b'Shabbos. You cannot carry them on Shabbos. Okay, you're not allowed to carry. So there's a big machlokes in the Gemara over here in this issue. Rabbi Eliezer is the opinion that says, for men, all military hardware is an ornament. You know, the cadet comes back, he looks with his beautiful uniform, and he's got his sword, you know, in the sheath, and, you know, a knife over here, and a pistol over here, you know, that's like macho, you know, that's something. So for him, it's like an ornament.
Ornamental.
Which we'll discuss, you are allowed to wear ornaments on Shabbos. So Rivera says, what's the problem? It's not considered carrying. You know, we'll discuss all the laws of ornaments, but generally, ornament is a part of what you're wearing, and that's not a problem. So he says it's an ornament, and he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says, it says that the person is girded with his sword on his thigh, and it is hodcha v'hadorcha, it is your glory and your grandeur. Mm-hmm. That's like your ornament. A soldier left, that's like his ornament. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Come and say, what are you talking about? If you have these things, these are gnai, it's disparaging. Why? Because the prophet Isaiah says it's going to come a time when the Mashiach comes. One nation will not war with another. We'll beat our swords into plowshares. Now, if it's an ornament, what are we getting rid of ornaments for? Must be it's not an ornament. Come and say, military equipment is not an ornament, and we paskin like the Chachomim. The Loch is like the Chachomim, that it's not an ornament. Military equipment that you wear is something you are carrying, and it is not an ornament. Now, the commentaries do raise another issue. There's a bit of a difficulty with this Rambam's ruling, because he's holding like the Chachamim now. Okay, the Chachamim is saying it's not an ornament. Well, the Gemara, there's another famous machlokes that the Rambam discusses. The Gemara has a discussion, what is going to be that when Mashiach comes, will there be a miraculous change of the world order? That's the Chachamim's opinion. And Rabbi Elazar rules, like Shmuel, that there's going to be no difference between now and the Mashiach, except one thing, that we're not under the dominion of the Goyim. But no miracles are going to happen.
So that's how the Rambam rules.
And the Rambam rules that same way.
So
Rambam says, you shouldn't think that in the Messianic era, the whole natural order is going to be finished, there's going to be all kinds of miracles. What are you talking about? The world's going to go according to the normal way. Now, that's not the opinion of the Chachamim. Mm-mm. So he's holding the opinion of the Chachamim that says that, you know, when Mashiach comes, we're going to beat our swords into plowshares. That's what happened to Mashiach. But then he's not holding like the Chachamim in that way about Mashiach. So he says it's not necessarily a contradiction. The Rambam may say, indeed, that there's not going to be any kinds of miraculous things, but still doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be war. You know, in fact, you know, there could be peace on earth without miracles, and that's not, you know, the biggest problem. But be that as it may, the Rambam holds that all military equipment that you wear is not an ornament, and you're basically high for carrying it. So if that's the case, let's continue. So you're not supposed to carry. Back inside the Rambam. Vim yotza, what if you went out with it? Bidi evid, now what's the law? Well, it depends. Im hoyu kalim shem derech malbush, if it's a type of...
Did we miss something?
I said the first 8 words. Kol klei hamilchama ein yotzim b'Shabbos.
This part about if they're objects that are worn as garments.
That's what I just wrote. That's what I just read. I read v'im yotza im hayu kelim shem derech malbush. Even these are utensils that are normally worn. Kigon.
He says he's not liable though.
didn't say he's not
the helmet.
I didn't get to it yet. The English is going ahead of the Hebrew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
The English is going ahead of the Hebrew. They tell you the law is before they tell you the case. My Hebrew says the law, case, right, and then the law.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I apologize.
It's okay. For example, shiryon. That is, what do you call it? The armor. Now, armor is worn. It's like a shirt, but a very heavy shirt, heavy, right? Vakova, a helmet. Magafine boots, shalagram on your feet. So that is military equipment that you wear, though.
Right.
Then hareza potter, okay, potter avalosser.
Right.
So you won't bring a korbachatis, but you can't wear a helmet on Shabbos. Because that's still not, it's military equipment. Mm-hmm. But since it's, in a way, it's like your garment, well, right, b'diyevet say it's okay. But but if you go in utensils, that has nothing to do with a garment. For example, romach, a spear, v'sayif, a sword, v'keshes, a bow, v'ala utris. Those are two different types of shields. And ala is a round shield, and a tris is a triangular shield. If you go around carrying those, harei zechayv, you're chayv for sure, because that's definitely carrying something. Now, of course, do not mix this up with a soldier who's on duty. If a soldier's on duty, and he has to protect his country, then what's the shiloh? He can be shot at any moment by the enemy. He has to wear his equipment, and you know, depending on how important that is, guns and everything else. There's all these shilohs. Can you know if you're a guy who's on reserves and you know at a moment's notice you have to go or whatever, they let you go out for a little while just to go into shul and daven, but you have to go back to the lines. You know,
saw that in Hebron and Shabbos.
You can go even with your guns, right? Soldiers go with their guns. That's when there's imminent danger. We're talking about, you know, the Wild West, you know, and you just want to have your,
packing your pistol.
You want to have all that stuff. So that already, as much as a guy thinks it's an ornament, but it's still not halakhically considered an ornament.
Is there any sort of modern day, I'm not talking about military, but any other garments that couldn't be worn?
Well, let's say, what do those Arabs wear? What's that thing, that little sword?
Well, the Indians, too.
The Sikhs have this little kind of sword, right? Yeah. They would, I think, consider that a religious symbol.
They argue with the Ontario government.
And an ornament. But yeah, the Rambam would say, if any Sikh is carrying that, they'd be chayiv.
Right. If they were Jewish.
If they're a Jewish Sikh.
If they're a Jewish Sikh.
It has to be, Sikh wouldn't be military. Like,
well, I don't think
what happens if you were
taken to school?
A police officer or something.
Same
like
idea.
That. Okay.
An off-duty police officer, you don't go with your gun.
Or even your uniform.
No, that's different because we're talking about armor. You know, armor is one thing. A blue shirt that says Ontario Police Force is another.
Right. So what about the
Kevlar jacket?
The
vest.
Oh, Kevlar bulletproof jacket.
Yeah.
That's something you shouldn't carry, but b'di'evid,
be putter.
After the fact, be putter avalosser. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Okay, base. Ein yoytzin besandal nusumar shesimur lechasko. One cannot go out in the street with a sandal that is nailed in a way to keep the sandal sturdy, but it's got nails like cleats. Like that. You can't do that. V'afilu b'yontav, v'na yontav, gozru, it's a decree. Olav, shal yetzvi. In other words, you're wearing shoes. But we'll say it's cleated shoes, but the cleats are nail cleats.
Yeah. Now, we'll call them spikes.
But more than that, but it's attaching the leather to the top of the shoe, but also the nail or the spike goes out.
Right through.
So
right.
You can't do this. And the reason why, it's a rabbinic decree, because it was during the times of the Romans.
Where they
the Romans
out
for,
the cave.
Forbade
yeah.
Jews to study Torah. So what did they do? They would hide in caves, and in caves they would learn Torah and things like that. Yeah. Well, it came one time, and they'd say Kriya Shema, things they weren't allowed to do. So one time they heard a noise of the Romans on top looking for them, and they got all scared, and they all happened to wear these spiked shoes. Mm-hmm. So all were nervous. They all start running into each other, and they all spiked each other and killed themselves.
Right.
It's very terrible.
It wasn't
thing.
Good.
And it was on a Shabbos.
It was on Shabbos.
So since it was on a Shabbos, the rabbis decreed you should not wear those shoes on Shabbos. Jeez. That was the decree, the rabbinic decree. It had nothing to do with maybe carrying anything like that. They said, because why Shabbos? Because that's when there's a lot of Jews get together. On a Tuesday, you don't have to worry. It's not going to be a million Jews hiding. They're going to step on each other. But at Shabbos, they all got there. Maybe the cave was packed.
Packed.
You know, it was packed with Jews. And all of a sudden, they're afraid someone's going to go and kill them. And they're going to go and run crazy and spike each other out. That you can't do that. Now, what about a belt that has pieces of gold and silver? Like kings wear. That is allowed. Why? Umut, I skipped the two words. Umut or leitzis. You're allowed to go with that for a man. Why? That's an ornament. V'choshu tachshit, anything that's an ornament for a man. We'll discuss it all later. Don't worry. Mutar, you're allowed to wear it. Lechatchilo, mutar. But, one condition, it should not be loose. Because if it's a loose belt, when you inhale, Shema Yipol, Bershazam, will fall into the public domain, and you'll pick it up and carry it, and you'll be chayv. Ask me a general rule, the Rambam is going to be consistent. Anything that you're wearing that is a good chance it could fall off, and when it falls off, you will carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you cannot wear it. And there's many, many halachas that we'll see that would fall into this category, and there's all kinds of shilas that are discussed. For example, going with sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses.
You know, many poskim say you shouldn't wear sunglasses. Why? On Shabbos, because if it's not sunny, you may take it off.
Yeah.
You may take it off, and then you may carry it if there's no air.
There's no air.
We're all talking about where there's no air.
There's an air you can
move. When you're up in Kaddish, okay. Every weekend in the summer, Ron. Okay, there's no air. Do you have an air where you're at?
No,
there's no air. So can you go? Can you wear a belt that's loose? No, if it falls.
Can you wear your sunglasses?
Right, so it's a big shilas. We'll talk about it. But these are the general shilas over here.
So, Rabbi, there's no... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's not... It's loose, so it's not holding your trousers up? Like
it has nothing to do with your trousers fall. That's not a problem. No, the belt will fall.
Because Martin mentioned about it being a useful purpose, but that's not what we're talking about here. That's not a problem.
It is a garment, but the question is, these were very heavy belts. We were very heavy belts. It was more than just a belt. Like it was, you know, like you're carrying pieces of gold.
They're metal.
It's like gold and silver, but that's the ornament, so then it's okay. Right. But the concern is if it's loose, you may carry it. Now, you have to withhold all comments on Gimel and Dalet until we finish everything, plus I say the halachas.
Wow.
Okay, so you can't ask any questions until we finish Gimel and Dalet.
I don't think we're
not allowed. Not allowed.
It's going to be very
okay, because till the it's going to be very far away from what the final halacha is. Okay,
no, so
I don't want people to get upset and angry and all these things. I don't want anybody to be hurt. So it's going to go all the way until after through halacha dav through the next two halachas completely with all the meforshim. That makes Mark very happy. Gimel, tabas sheyesh oleha chosam. A ring that has a seal, a signet ring.
Right.
That's when you stamp in your documents and things like that. So what is that considered halachically? Mitachshite ha'ishi. They are considered a man's ornament. They are man's ornament and woman's ornament. And in the Gemara's times, they carry different halachas, which we'll explain. And that's not considered a woman's ornament. A woman, you know, in those days didn't do legal things. She didn't own property. She wouldn't have to need a ring seal like that. So ring seal is a man's ornament and not a woman's ornament. Now, let's say a ring without a seal, that is mitachshita isha. That's what a woman wears as an ornament. And it's not a man's ornament. Men don't stam wear rings. Get that, guys, with your wedding rings? Usually they don't wear it. It's okay, fine. Don't get upset.
Ring free.
Lefikach. So now what does that mean in halacha? Isha sheyotza b'tabas sheyesh oleha chosam. So what happens if a woman goes out with a ring that has a ring seal on her finger?
Right.
Or for that matter, the ish or a man sheyotza b'tabas Shein alechosim. He goes with a ring that does not have a seal. All right? Chayovim, they are chayiv. Why? Because they're not carrying ornaments. It's the one that's not the ornament for them.
Mm-hmm.
The woman doesn't carry a ring seal. That's not her, the beautifier. And a man is not a guy who wears, you know, rings, unless it's a ring seal. So you're chayiv. But then the Ram says, wait a minute. I'm sure all of you remember with bated breath from chapter 12, halacha 13.
Yeah.
You're just jumping with this question.
No,
we're not. Umipnei chayev. You have me ask, why are you chayev? Remember we learned? We learned if you carry in a way that's not normally a way to be carried, you're a potter. Now, you carry, this is how you carry a ring in your hand. That's called carrying. What if you got the ring on your back? Remember we learned? So, you know, you don't carry something. You carry things in your finger, right? You're not wearing, if it's not an ornament, then you're not wearing it. You understand? If it's not an ornament, that's not a garment. You know, your clothes. Are you carrying your clothes? I'm wearing my clothes. Are you carrying an ornament? You're wearing an ornament. But what if it's not an ornament? Then you can't tell me you're wearing it. You don't wear something that you don't wear.
Right.
Do you understand? So you don't wear it. So now you can only be chayiv if you carry it. But putting something in your finger, what if I'm carrying the keys azoy? Is this the way you carry keys?
No.
This is not the way you carry keys. Absolutely. You're not going to be chayiv for carrying keys this way.
No.
But that's how you're carrying the ring. So you're carrying it at the not normal way. And the Rambam told us in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, which you all remember so fondly, it said, a guy who takes something from the back of his hand, on his foot, in his mouth, in his armpit, in his ear, or in his hair, or something like that, you are potter, because that's not the way you carry. So if I carry a non-ornamental ring in my finger, that's not the way you carry. You carry it with something in your hand. So why should you be chayiv? That's what Rambam is asking over here. Right? So why are you chayiv? You didn't sharei hotziu some shalok kedar chamasim. You didn't take it the way it's normally carried. Why? She'ein derech ha'ish lahotzi be'etzbo, because a man doesn't usually carry something in his finger, ella only one thing he normally carries in his finger, ella tabas arilo, the ring that's suited for him. V'chein ha'ish she'ein derech lahotzi be'etzbo, a woman never would take a ring on her hand, ella tabas arilo, that's fit for her without a signet. So why are you chayiv? How could you ever be chayiv in that case? We're saying you're chayiv, how could you be chayiv? If it's what you normally wear, your putter, because that's a garb, that's a decoration, that is something that's like clothing.
Ornament.
It's an ornament. But if it's not your ornament, Rambam says you're chayiv. But why am I chayiv? That's not the normal way you carry. So he answers, it could very well be. What if a man says, dear, can you take my signet ring and put it away in the house, please? Now, she's doing her husband a favor. Now, how's she going to carry it?
On her finger.
Put it on her finger. Even though that's not her tachshit, and she wouldn't wear it for herself, but if the husband wants her to carry the ring for him, how is she going to carry it? In her fist like this or in her finger like that?
Say it on the finger.
Put it in the finger. And the reverse. She put it on her finger, when she goes. And the reverse. A woman will give her husband her ring that doesn't have a signet, to take it to a repairman to fix it. She put on her finger,
he'll put it on his
finger. He will, thank you, carry it in his finger, until he goes to the repairman's place. So that would be the case. That is the normal way to carry it. If that is the normal way, if you're carrying someone else's ring, that's not you, but you're doing it for them. The normal way to carry a finger is on your carry a ring is on your finger. That's one case you would be chayav. Fine.
Okay.
But now we come to the very difficult halacha. So far no one's, jumping out of their seats.
Yes.
But in halacha daud, you're going to jump out of your seat. Daud. Lo teitzei isha bitabas she'ein oleha chosam afal pi shehi mitach shiteho. A woman cannot go out carrying a ring that does not have a signet, meaning a normal wedding band. She cannot go in a normal wedding band, even though that is part of her jewelry. She can't carry that outside. You're looking. Gzeira, why we're afraid, the decree is, Shemet totziuha b'rishus harabim. She may take it off when she's in Rishus harabim. Why? Laharis l'chavroseh, to show it to her friends. Kederach shanashim also is tummy. Like women always do those things.
That's what I scored.
Right? And that's, she's gonna take it off, because women, like, take pride in their jewelry. So the woman says, you want to see my ring? Oh, for sure. Oh, it's a two-carat ring. Here, take a look. Let me try it out. Take it out. And you're in a Shus Arabin, man.
This is bad.
She says, give it back to me. She takes four steps. Finish.
Oh, no.
Now, and women always do that. So we have to make a decree. You don't go in the street with them. They can't ask any questions until I finish, I said. Okay. But what if Im Yotzeba, what if indeed she did do that? But she didn't take it off her finger, didn't show it to her friend, and didn't go Daladamas without it. Then we'll say, okay, Petura, she'll be Potter, but it's still Osir. That means if she kept it in her finger the whole time, she's a bad girl, because she didn't listen to the rabbis, but she didn't suddenly bring a Korban, she just violated a rabbinic commandment, but so that she's Potter from a Korban Chatas, but it's still Osir to do. That's a woman. avola ish, but a man, look at men, they have special privilege. They can go with a ring that's a signet ring, they can do that. Why? Because that's his ornament, that's his jewelry, but guys are, you know, different. And they don't take us, would you like to look at my signet ring?
No,
you know, the only way they showed you is right through your mouth. You know, they don't take it off.
Have a show piece of my signet ring.
Right? So a guy doesn't feel, oh, I'm cool, I'm this and that. They don't take it off. And so that is regarding that. So, but still, even all that in the second case where a man may go in the street carrying a signet ring on his finger, and that's 100% mutar, but v'nogu, but the custom has evolved that kala amal the people shlo yetsa v'tabas klal, not to go with a ring at all, and they bring that to minik chasidus, a chasidic, you know, which are very pious in your Jewishness, you won't do that. Now, not yet, because I have one more thing to say. Right. And then you can ask questions after, then you'll have nothing to ask after I finish. That's what I'm going to do now. Okay. So although in the times of the Gemara, the rabbis indeed did prohibit a woman from wearing jewelry in public, but from the era of the Gaonim, that's about the year 600-700 and onward, and particularly in Ashkenazi communities, it has become the custom for women to wear rings. All of a sudden, you see women wearing rings in the 700s, saying, what's going on? The Gemara says, you can't wear rings. They said you could. So there's two answers that are offered. Number one answer is not such a good answer. It's because really there's very rare, real Rishus HaRabims. Number one, how many places have 600,000 people going through? Remember, the times of the Gaonim, you probably didn't have 600,000 Jews in any cities or people. You didn't have such big cities. And therefore, the whole carrying is a Carmelis, which is only Derabbanan, and to do a Derabbanan on Derabbanan, you can't carry in a rabbinic place because you might take it off and show it to others. That's a double rabbinic we wouldn't do. Now, that's not such a great answer because nowadays there are places that have many big cities, right? And a lot of Rishonim don't accept this concept. So the better answer is that the socio-economic climate has now changed. In the Talmudic period, most women did not have jewelry. They were really not so rich. And also, you didn't see your friends that often. So if you saw a lady with a jewelry, go, it's amazing, I haven't seen you in months. Oh, can I see it? Can I this? Can I that? There was a unique experience wearing jewelry out in public, and therefore people, didn't socialize, so they would take it off. So there was a good reason for that to happen. But nowadays, things have changed. Everybody's got rings. Everybody sees everybody all the time. You probably saw the person 5 times before Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in those days, only Shabbos, the only time you really would get around to seeing people. So therefore, it's not such a unique event that would cause so much excitement and wanting to see. And therefore, we say it's totally permitted to carry rings and of that nature. And that's not a problem.
The Rambam writes this, except the practice not to do it. He's not talking about contemporary...
He's saying minhag chasidim.
Yes.
Not mitzad halacha. Minhag chasidim. In other words, if you want to be very pious, you wouldn't wear a ring.
Mordechai wouldn't wear a ring.
Right? I'm just saying. But you could. But halachically, you could wear. So let's do one more halacha.
Hey.
Halacha, hey. Isha sheyotza b'machat nekuva. If a woman goes out carrying a needle that has a pinhead, a hole on the top.
So we're done with the rings?
We're done with the rings.
Can I ask a question about the rings?
Yeah, I said you could ask them, yeah.
Oh, sorry. So, I don't know, the signet ring, is that not used for a non-Shabbos purpose to stamp?
It's status.
But is it a stamp like a seal that you...
It is, but it's also a status. It's a status. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I guess my only concern is, might you come to use it for, like,
you know, for example, when Yehuda was consorting with Tamar, she said, what are you going to give me as a collateral? I'll give you my signet ring. So that's my status. You're right. It's a utensil that can do an avera, but it's also a utensil that does no avera. It's my status. I go with, that's my seal. And it's just an honor for me to wear it. So it's a tachshit. It's a jewelry. It's an ornament.
Like your coat of arms. So you can dismiss the muksa kind of purpose.
That's right. That's out.
All right.
Okay. Because of its ornamental value.
But you still see, but you see in the Rambam, I mean, you know, but guys just don't wear jewelry.
No.
Guys don't wear jewelry unless it's a signet ring. Okay, anyway, for Shalom, we're not going to say it's not Vera. But I never saw Rosh Hashiva wearing a ring. Never.
yeshiva wasn't a bal tshuva and put a ring on it.
No, just place, right? whatever. Anyway, so let's continue. Back, hey. Isha shiyotze b'machan nechuva. A woman who walks out with a pin, a needle, that has a hole on the top. That's the kind that you sew with, okay? Chayeve, she is chayev for that. Right? Right? Even though she may have stuck it in her clothing and it's not in her hand, but a woman, it's usual, in the days of the Gemara at least, yeah, not today, the days of the Gemara, all women sewed. And that was, you know, part of what they did, right? Right? So, and more so than a regular tailor would. So it's like she's going with her
equipment.
Yeah. So that's not an ornament, and that's considered like carrying equipment. The ha'ish, and a man who'd be going with such a pin. Now it's interesting, there's a different discussion, different commentaries over here. Potter, he's potter. My commentary in my Hebrew says, even if the man is a tailor,
whoa,
and that's based on a later Rambam, there's all kinds of problems with that I don't want to get into now, and many of, I think in your English it says if he's not a tailor, he's potter. So we don't want to get into, there's a whole discussion how to answer it, I don't want to get into it, but we'll say the simple shot right now, the man who's not a tailor can go with it, and that's not a problem, because that's not considered his utensil, and that could be some kind of an ornament. The ish she, or it's not, it's putter, rather, he's putter because it's not the normal way to carry it. It's not the normal way to carry it. The ish she yotze b'machat she'ein in the kuva. What about a man who's going with a pin that doesn't have a hole in it? Chayev, he is chayev. Why? Because sometimes his wife would give it to him to hide it, and that would be an ornament. In other words, he normally wouldn't wear it, but we'll see in a minute, women would wear a pin. They make certain kind of pins that are needles that are ornamental. It doesn't have a hole in it, so you can't sew with it, but it was decorative in a sense.
Yeah, like a hat pin.
Whatever, so yeah, so if a man carried it, he'd be carrying it for his wife, right? And that's the way to carry it, and that would make him chayiv.
Yeah.
Okay? V'ha'isha p'tura, but if a woman carried, she's potter, that is her ornament. And she's wearing it as an ornament, it's fine, but if a husband wears it as her ornament, that's not an ornament for him. And really, it's not osir for her, but there's still a problem, as we said already, elixir, but rabbinically it's osir, shematar l'chavazah, maybe she's going to show it to her friends. Again, in the times of the Gemara, it's more applicable. Nowadays, which would be more of a decorative pin nowadays, we would not say it's osir, because it's not unusual for a woman to wear it. Zahaklal, this is the golden rule of all these inyanim. Kol ha'yetzav edover she'enu mitach shitav. If you go out with something that's not an ornament, ve'enu derech malbush, and that's not something you normally wear, and you take it out, in the way you normally would take it out, then chayiv, you're chayiv. If you're taking your wife's jewelry, then you're chayiv, because a man doesn't carry it. You carry it out in the way you normally carry it, so you'd be chayiv. But if you take something that is your normal ornament for what you want to wear, but it's loose, and it could fall very quickly, and you may come and carry it, we're going to see them in his rabbinically osir. And also, a woman who goes with an ornament that the way is she would take it off and show it to others. Both of those, hare elu peturim, you're potter if you carry it, but it's osir initially to do it. Something that's an ornament but doesn't fall and it's not the normal way to show it. Let's say a guy has a tight-fitting ring or a signet ring. So it doesn't usually fall. He's not going to show it. Hareza mutter lotzas. You are initially allowed to go out and go out with it. Lefika, therefore, etz adosh shemanicha naso b'yisrael v'shok, a bracelet that a woman wears on her forearm or on her thigh, which she would never take that off because it's sneistic issues. She's probably got her shirt or something or dress over it. She wouldn't pull out, oh, you want to see, pull my dress up. And then, she's not going to do that. And it's tight. Those things around the bracelets are tight. Yotziva mishavis, you can go out on Shabbos because the concerns don't exist. However, as we said, v'hu, but that's under the condition, shetia dvuka labasar, it clings to the body, v'lo tishami, won't be loose, v'chein kol kayetziva, anything that is similar to that. I think we have 10.
Amen.